Conditional use number 2350, Beaver Dam Enterprises LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, if I can assist, staff can provide an update on this. Staff were able to speak to the applicant in relation to Chapter 115 of the Code. If the Commission may remember that this is an application for multifamily as a conditional use in an AR1 district, and then looking at the future land use map of the county, it's outside of the coastal area and is not located in a growth area. Staff have discussed this with the applicant.
Okay, I'll just interrupt real quick. Yeah. So under AR1, you can do multifamily, but the only way you can do it is if it's in one of the growth areas, the coastal area, the town center, or developing area. There is a catch-all provision that says business, commercial, industrial, or residential uses. You can apply for a conditional use under the catch-all, but in the provision specific to multifamilies, it says that that's the only provision of the conditional use portion of AR1s that allows you to go the conditional use routes. In other words, you cannot get a conditional use for multifamily anywhere in AR1 unless it's in one of those growth areas, which this one's not. It's in a low density area. So just sort of explanation on the code. That's why he's getting into the discussion on the map.
Correct. Thank you. And that's helpful. And with that in mind, Mr. Chairman, staff have discussed this with the applicant that obviously, as it stands at the moment, we don't have a request to amend the future land use map elements. But should the applicant wish to do so, staff have discussed a way we could process an expedited application to consider an amendment, to consider a potential future land use map change on this parcel. Given where it is surrounded by subdivisions, you can see that the subdivision boundaries became the natural boundary of the coastal area, but then overlooked this niche area in the middle. On that basis, if the Commission were minded to support that approach, the Commission could defer on this application to allow staff to progress that, but it would have to be noticed, and we'd have to delay the County Council public hearing on this too. But we could do that relatively quickly.
So just real quick, is that the future land use map, or is that?
That's the future, that's the coastal area.
So the coastal area is not really on that side of that road, though. I mean, it is a little bit further up, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can see where the subdivision boundaries became the kind of terminus of the coastal area. So staff have discussed this with the applicant, and the applicant was waiting to see what the Commission's discussion is on this before deciding whether to take us up on that offer.
Yeah, well, I know, but just to be clear, the blue area is not coastal area, though, right?
Correct.
Yeah, if you turn that off, I mean, that's still all of it. Okay. So there's two options. Like, there's what Mr. Whitehouse said, is just not take any action on it, let it sort of sit while they file for an amendment to the comprehensive land use maps, or the comprehensive plan's future land use map, or just recommend a denial because it's not possible under the zoning code. I mean, that's kind of the two options. They can't move forward as is today because it's just not consistent with the zoning code or the map.
I don't feel that the applicant presented a compelling reason for doing it, regardless of how what kind of gyrations we have to go through to get done. I mean, I'm just not sure. I'm not sure why. What?
Well, no. I was.
What obstacle are we trying to overcome? What need are we trying to accommodate? I mean, I just didn't see it as being something that we needed to do. I mean, I know that you'd like to have more density on your property. I get that, but that's not a compelling reason because you know.
Right. But at the same time, we are at a place in this county where we can't get teachers because they don't have a place to live.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe they didn't make that argument, but I'm making it that we could use. It wasn't like they were saying, "Can I fit 1,000 more houses on here?" It's, "Can I put one extra place?"
Okay.
They were planning to live there. I mean, again, we can't go on that, but well, for a small, I think we just need more rental units available in the county.
Okay, fair statement. On that, we agree. Yeah.
No, just I'll point out, it's to get to that point, it's going to need an amendment to the future land use map.
Right. I understand that. Yeah. So, which, I don't want to open, if that's going to open a Pandora's box, I don't need to do that either.
I think that's going to be a struggle, frankly. Yeah. I think that would be a hard one to justify. So.
So the, again, the options are just to deny it and let them apply for both, I guess, come back in. Or if you want to hear what the reasons would be for why maybe to amend the map, you know, you just defer it and have them apply and have to go through PLUS and come back.
Oh my goodness, those poor people.
Yeah. What are you thinking, Mr. Chair?
Well, in that, I mean, I could support either motion. I'm not at this point convinced that it's something that we should do at all, but that I don't want to deny them their chance to make that case, although they've had one shot at it. But,
mm-hmm. But they didn't have the, they were trying to build a house without all the tools, so.
And I get that. That's why I'm saying I will support whatever motion is made. As you know, I can't make a motion, so
right.
You guys can figure it out.
What are your thoughts, Mr. Mears?
I'm on the fence, either way. Seems to me like one option just fast tracks it for them, like deferring it and letting them tweak their application.
Your
motion? Is that your motion?
I will make that motion then. Let's just defer and let them come. I mean, I feel like it's once they see all they have to go through, this might be,
okay,
become a moot statement. But
fair enough.
And my only concern is that this is opening it up that everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to now come in and say, well, I want to change the land use map for this.
That's kind of where I'm coming from, okay, is that,
I mean, you know,
get a parade now.
Right, but again, this is the only reason I'm okay with this one is because it's so close. It's right on the edge. It's not miles from it. I'm making a motion that we defer to let them move forward. I second it.
Amendment.
With the map amendment.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2350, Beaver Dam Enterprises, LLC. Do I need to clarify that? Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Just before we move on to the next one, I think Mr. Whitehouse had talked about that then, just so it's on the record, will be pulled from County Council's agenda on Tuesday.
That's correct.
Yes.
Since everything's on hold for the time being.
Okay.
And I also just would point out for the record, just because that it's been deferred, it's implied, but for the record, that because it's been deferred to go through that additional process, that does not mean that it'll be approved or denied when it comes back through, obviously.
True.
But just so anybody listening doesn't get the wrong impression.
Okay.